We're back here on Giants.com for another Giants mailbag. He is Lance Meadow. I am John Schmelk. Lance, here's today's question. Jerry in Queens, who do you think will be the Giants' kick and punt returners this year?
Well, I'm going to turn to two former Denver Broncos, John, to answer the question. Number one will be kickoffs. I think it's going to be Cody Latimer, who they added in free agency. That's what he did when he was in Denver. He certainly has been an opportunistic player in that department, so that to me is an easy one. Punt return is a little bit more challenging because there's a lot of good candidates, but keep in mind, John, I'm removing the Odell Beckhams, the Sterling Shepherds of the world, and Saquon Barkley is more of a kickoff guy in college. So I'm going to go with Hunter Sharp, who I think is one of the secret weapons on this team that has a realistic option to make this squad, and I think he could have a big impact as a punt return guy.
Yeah, I think Sharp could do both, and again, I think you'll see Odell Beckham spot duty on punts, big games, end of games, and close matchups, same with Saquon Barkley and kickoffs, but only in those end of game close situations. Elaine from Maryland, what kind of role would the Giants' third wide receiver after Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard play on the roster this year?
Well, Elaine, this is a great question, and I'm going to repeat myself from question number one, John. I'm looking at Cody Latimer as a guy that has an opportunity to be that third wide receiver. So it reminds me of the 2015 season, John. The Giants went out, they signed Dwayne Harris, did not play a big receiving role with the Cowboys, was mainly a special teamer, and what happened? His number was called. I could see Latimer having that significant role each and every week as a guy that can maybe go out and grab 2 to 3 catches, maybe be a red zone threat. So I don't think it's going to be an easily dismissed position on this team. Harris set career numbers in that 15 season I was talking about. I could see Latimer topping what he did in 17 with the Broncos.
And the one thing that's different is that Sterling Shepard might be the quote-unquote second wide receiver, but he's still the slot guy. This third wide receiver will play outside when they're an 11 personnel with one tight end and three wide receivers out there on the field. That's your Giants mailbag. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.